Hi, I'm Joshua, and I'm a senior at the Jewish Community High School.
Hi, I'm Annalisa, and I'm a senior at Sacred Heart.
Today, we're going to share our impressions of the Stefan and Maribel Levitt Yud Gallery.
Right now, we're standing in the gallery itself.
And it's a really open space. The walls are slanted, and they meet in a point at the top. There are beams with lights on them going across the ceiling. And the most notable part of the gallery are the 36 rectangular windows all throughout the walls.
They provide lots of natural light in the gallery, creating a place that feels open and spacious. The windows are the only things on the walls, drawing focus to the walls and the ceiling, and highlighting that the architecture is the most important part of this space.
I love the Yud Gallery. It's a very serene and calming space, mostly due to how much natural light is in here, and how open that makes it feel. One notable part of this gallery that intrigues me is its significance in the Hebrew language. The letter Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, and these letters together look like a small floating dot, a vertical line, and two lines, one vertical and one horizontal, perpendicular to each other. The Yud represents the concentrated power of God, the Vav represents the descent of God's blessings to our world, and the Dalet represents the physical world as it has both height and width. So when we're in this gallery, we're in the Yud, we're in the concentrated power of God, and I think that's something that's really interesting to think about when we're in here.
This space personally makes me feel off balance in a trippy way because of its slanted walls. But because there's so many windows at all angles, the gallery is always lit beautifully without the need of lights during the day. It has a way of making people feel like they're floating, including myself. When I'm in here, I feel meditative, I feel serenity, and I feel peace. The space itself is powerful to me because every time I'm in there, although the material displayed inside is interesting, the space itself draws more attention than what's inside. Not only is it compelling from the inside, but from the outside as well. When people walk through Yerba Buena Lane, it's the first thing people pay attention to. And so did I for so many years, even before being an intern at the CJM. Thank you.
Thank you.